that bad. They're all making millions and millions of dollars.
That's what people have said.
It's sort of like, it's kind of funny that that plays, you know, second fiddle to the disaster in Haiti. It's like you look at your news items. It's like, oh my god, terrible disaster in Haiti, and Jay Leno and Conan are in jail. It's like, really? That's the second biggest news item in the world?
Yeah, it's unfair, though, because it's like, then there's no such thing as news anymore, right? Because it's like, there's always disaster and poverty, right? I mean, it's like, this whole, like, earthquake thing is almost underlined, it's almost like, you know, underlining the fact that all this poverty existed in Haiti in the first place. And that country's just been, like, one disaster after the other for the last 40 years or something like that, you know? And it's like, this, it was a house of cards, and the house of cards finally fell. But it was slowly falling the entire time. It wasn't like, oh, everything was great and now it's just all terrible. It's
well,
like,
how do you know that they weren't on, you know, I mean, it seems like, you know, in the last few years, I'm not saying it was, you know, getting radically better, but it seemed like things had stabilized a bit.
I think it's just because you hadn't heard about it. I mean, I think if you went there, you would know there's a ton of corruption, a ton of, like, poverty, and, you know, it's probably the one of the, so they've been saying it's like one of the poorest and, like, you know,
it is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
So, I mean, there you go, right? I mean, it's like how good it could have been.
I'm not saying it was good, but I'm saying maybe it was better now than 1993, you know? And
it's just tough to compare. If you ever say, well, what am I? How can I complain? I'm making a ton more money than anybody in Haiti. So it's like, you know, can I complain about my problems? I mean, I guess not. Can anybody complain about their problems as long as the lowest
maybe
person...
Maybe that's the lesson. No one should complain.
As long
you
as the lowest person...
You should just work to fix things.
Yeah. The lowest person totem pole has problems, then you don't have problems, I guess.
No, it's not that you don't have problems. It's just, like, stop whining.
Yeah. Stop whining. Moral number one.
That's today's lesson. If I could organize a world where no one could whine, that would be my utopia.
Would that be a punishment or just not possible?
No, it would be the formulation of society would be such that everything was fair. And if it was all fair and things didn't go the way you want them to, no whining.
No, but like what I'm saying is it illegal to whine or is it impossible to whine?
Oh, no, it's still possible.
So what happens if you whine?
Then you're just a total idiot.
Oh, but that's true now. that's
no,
true
but
now.
I mean, no, because like clearly there are some situations where like things are unfair, you know, and it's like, you got some right to maybe I shouldn't say whine, complain, whatever. Anyway, Super Bowl's coming up.
It is.
Super Bowl ads are coming up.
That's actually my favorite part of Super Bowl.
The ads?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I love football, and I mean, I've watched a lot of the games this year, but just more than I usually have.
Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to the Super Bowl mainly for the ads. Only because it's just, like, so... It's such a spectacle, you know? There's so much, like, work behind every 30-second ad. They're trying to, like, catch you, and they're trying to, like, be funny, and trying to, like, start a new movement. It's just interesting, you know?
I think I used to, but in the last few years, I've been kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, so be it. But that's because you're expecting so much.
Wait, well, I mean, cool. I sort of, to be honest, like, I feel like you have 30 seconds to make something funny.
Yeah.
You should be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting paid, excuse me, millions of dollars to do so.
Well, I mean, can you think of some classics that you have, what's come up in Super Bowl that you have liked?
Oh, I don't know, I don't remember too many of the ads. I can tell you the ones that have sort of lived too long in my mind.
Okay.
The one that's still around or the campaign that's still around that I'm sort of like, okay, I think I've had enough is the talking baby one.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's like E-Trade or something like that.
What's wrong with that?
That's like, I mean, you know what's wrong with it? The guy who's the voice.
What?
After a while, I'm just like, that guy's an asshole. I don't like him.
No, it's cool, man. All right. I mean,
that guy's
funny.
A prick.
He's not a prick. He just knows what he's doing. He's helped people
he's
out.
He's totally a prick.
Hey, man, you got to get on E-Trade and do some of the diversification, you know?
And it's a baby in a high chair. I was like, ah!
What about, like, Wasabi?
Oh, yeah, those were...
What's up? Nothing.
I mean, they left their mark. They accomplished what they were doing in Super Bowl ads. But you know what? Here's the question. Does Budweiser need to advertise at the Super Bowl?
I think so.
I don't think they do. I don't think their sales would hurt they didn't invest the extra millions in Super Bowl ads.
I think it's almost like one of those things where, you know, the price is your... It's just like the location thing. It's like it's basing your choice on popularity, which is like ads in the first place, right? But it's like... If you can see that ad, if you can see that Budweiser's like power is waning, then you might be less inclined. Because there's no reason to buy Budweiser, right? I mean, everybody knows that.
I think the people who buy Budweiser are the people who already like Budweiser.
But I mean, I don't think anybody really likes Budweiser. I think it's
That's not true. You have not been hanging around a diverse selection.
No, I just feel like okay, fine. Maybe I obviously have not, but I just feel like when I drink Budweiser. It's like, it tastes like any other beer. Like, I mean, not any other beer, but a ton of other beers. And it's like, if somebody likes Budweiser, they're buying it because it's Budweiser, not because it's like, you know, great. Like, if you put a taste test and like, you put three other beers that were similar quality, they'd be like, yeah, that one's good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like, they're going for it because it's like, oh, like that funny ad, or like, it's in my mind, you're like, it's the king of beers, you know? It's like...
Well, I think it's more that it's already the beer they drink in their mind.
And it's like number one, you know? Yeah. Like, I think some people just drink Coke because it's number one, you know? Like, I think that's... And like, you know, like the slogan for Pepsi used to be a choice of a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they're trying to say, well, Coke is number one, but here's the new thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Here's that, like, why don't you go away from the establishment? They're like basically basing it only on reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Budweiser is the same way. It's just like it's like reputation. Like, these are the guys with the funny ads.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys who are bringing it at Super Bowl. Bud Bull, you know, Bud versus Bud Light. The Frogs, What's Up, Clydesdales. Like, it's all about, like, these guys bring it, and, like, it's funny, and, like, this is why I want to drink this beer.
What I'm saying is that I don't think that's why the people who drink Budweiser, like, that might be why you get the new drinker, right? But you've got a pretty slim portion of the population that's the new beer drinker. That's like, I am at this moment going to establish what kind of beer I drink.
Well, okay, I would say this. It solidifies in the minds of people who do drink Bud that they should drink Bud. Like, you want to see your brand win. You want to, I drink Bud, and it's, like, the best commercial, and it's the funniest commercial, so I want it to win.
Hmm. So...
I'm Team Coke.
But does it influence your choice of beer?
I drink Coke. I prefer Coke.
Because of that.
I have no idea why. I just like Coke. I think it's because of the ads, but I don't know. I just like Coke.
So, but it's not a conscious decision where you're like, I want to reward this company for making entertaining ads, so I will choose them. It's an unconscious, like, this ad was the best ad, but it doesn't have so much to do with, I just want to drink this Coke.
I think the Coke is the best. And I just don't know why.
Do you think it tastes the best?
I don't know. I just think Coke is the best.
Is the best what, then?
It's just like, you know, forget the metric. It's just like the best. Like, the best ads, the best company, the best taste, the best package, the best everything.
I don't think you can have a best anything without a metric.
But what I'm saying is, like, pick a metric, and it's the best.
The best bottle?
Yes.
The best root beer?
Yes.
It's not root beer. The best orange drink?
That's how much they've gotten me.
My God, this is a sad state of affairs.
Hey, how dare you?
I'm just.
I like Coke.
Apparently, this is. Wow, this is a religion. This is.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I think people, like, they have a they ingrain in their minds their brand, and they have like this brand loyalty, this brand
right.
sort of like.
Right, but if you have coming back to the original point, if you have that brand loyalty, and you're like, this is it, number one. They don't need to go that.
No, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, right? It's a self-fulfilling, like, it's like the circle, right? Like, I drink the best, and they have to reinforce that it is the best by putting it back into the ad and saying, oh, yeah, you've got the best still. You know, whereas, like, if it's like you don't see the ads so much anymore, or you don't see them sponsoring things anymore, you wonder, why don't I see Bud anymore? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, forget it. Bud's not, like, you don't ever hear about Bud.
Then you might actually taste other beers and realize Bud's not that great.
Right. Mm. Exactly. But the thing was, with beer, there's no better utility. There's only, like, you know...
this. Well, you can make a better beer.
You could, but there are better beers, and people don't buy them. They want Bud.
But you're saying that they want Bud because I'm saying they want Bud out of habit.
Yeah.
And you're saying that the habit is due to the advertising.
I mean, there haven't been, like, breakthroughs in beer that have, like, crushed Budweiser. You know, it's like, beer, there's, like, better beer, but there's not, like, better beers every day. Mm-hmm. There's just better, like, there's just higher quality. It's just like the same with cars, you know? Like, people know Fords. Like, Fords aren't the best, but people buy them anyway.
Actually, Ford did win some best cars this year.
I mean, it might have, but, I mean, they've gone through cycles where they made crappy cars also, right? And it's like, but, like, everybody knows Ford, and they're there.
The Ford anus.
Okay, yes.
The crappiest car of them all.
But, I mean, like, it's there, and they advertise, they know Ford, it's like an American brand, all right, I'm going with Ford, because I'm rooting for Ford. Mm. Some people won't buy anything but an American car, mm-hmm. because it's like, oh, it's Ford, you know, even though Toyota's made, like, most Toyotas are made in the United States, and most Hondas are made in the United States. No, it's Japanese, I'm not going to buy it. I'm buying a Ford, because it's like, Ford. Yeah! Ford. The same thing with beer. It's like the American beer, king of beers.
Owned by a Belgian company.
Now they know. I mean, now it is, but they don't say that, do they? They say Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. The center of the country.
Mm.
Anyway, I think that's my opinion. But, I mean, I think Budweiser puts out some good commercials.
All right, then.
Remember the frogs?
I do. Budweiser.
But.
Wise.
I mean, you took like a minute to figure it out, right? And then at the very end, they're like, Bud, wise.
Oh, but that lasted too long, too, because there were those like ferrets or raccoons.
Yeah,
or
that
whatever.
Was funny. Remember?
I don't know, man.
Remember the Energizer Bunny where like it was like.
I do remember the Energizer Bunny. But that did great because it made fun of other commercials.
It did, but it was also like that was like almost, I think, is when they introduced it, right? In the Super Bowl, was it? But it's a good place to introduce like a sort of like new ad campaign, right? And it's just kind of fun that way. It's exciting. I mean, I think when I watched more TV, it was more exciting because it'd always be like, check out our ad in Super Bowl. It's going to be really exciting, you know? And it's just like, it was always this lead up to like, oh, this is what they were talking about on the TV.
I remember being quite disappointed by several of those things, though.
No, it's for sure.
Here comes our ad. And it's like, that was it. I can't believe I didn't just go get more chips, you know? Like, I just wasted 25 seconds of my life.
For sure. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the game, of course, but I just like, I don't know, for some reason I just like the spectacle, I like the event, I like the lead up to it. It's just kind of fun.